Did you guys hear what Elon Musk said about crybaby liberals at Twitter are leaving because he reactivated Donald Trump's Twitter account?
Are those his actual words?
Yes. Quote unquote, crybaby liberals.
I feel like he's just going pushing all his chips into the being king troll.
He could be playing his 4D chess and just trying to get as many people to leave as possible.
Well, but I think that's what it is.
Also, but has why? People talking about Twitter more than yeah, ever.
More users.
Like,
that's true.
Like, you're talking about Twitter every day because it's like people are on Twitter already every day.
Yeah.
But now it's more mainstream for people who may not even use it.
It's true. I don't have one, but I have considered making one.
See?
I might.
But the thing is, you can't just go on Twitter and like you're not just gonna see this stuff. So like you have to.
I have a Twitter and I don't follow everyone I follow is people that I used to play a specific video game with like 10 years ago, and I still see tons of stuff. Whenever you start looking stuff up, Twitter will just start showing you those things.
Yeah, that's true.
I have not been on Twitter in months, but I've just read all this on Reddit. And it's just very entertaining to read all the Twitter drama on Reddit.
So I guess what are your thoughts on it, Joe?
On his what he said?
Like what, yeah, on what he said specifically. Like what are your individual thoughts on it?
But I do think that what George was saying before, where he's just trying to get rid of everybody he can.
Mm-hmm.
Any way possible.
Okay. Yeah. So that was actually a deep fake video that went viral.
So that wasn't him.
That was not him. So it went super viral.
For the record, I did not see this on Reddit, so it didn't happen.
Yeah, so it went super, super viral. And a lot of people were retweeting it, commenting, being like, Elon Musk is now my hero. I'm going to reactivate my Twitter. Yada, like all these different posts.
There are a lot of people who...
All the people.
Was it Joe? Like, it's ridiculous, but... No, but like,
Joe, did you reactivate your Twitter?
This is the crazy part.
Already.
It was a deep fake video that was to promote the deep fake AI engine.
Love it.
And it went super
viral.
That's
actually pretty genius.
Oh. Yeah. So, and I was like, oh my gosh, that is crazy. Marketing.
All the people who call other people snowflakes who deactivated their Twitter because they were upset about something irrelevant.
Yeah.
In and of themselves were snowflakes.
I just thought that was like such crazy news just to like, we should definitely open this episode with that.
That's interesting.
I mean, that's been a big problem. That was a big problem with Twitter, period, which I'm sure we'll get into kind of some of the things he's done early on that have kind of backfired on him.
Yeah, yeah. So just to open it up, but like, it's been a long time since we've recorded.
See.
But... I think we've gotten enough news in the past few weeks.
Thank you, Elon.
Thank you, Elon, for making us relevant again and making Twitter relevant again. But as everyone knows, Elon Musk bought Twitter, which was the biggest thing. I think we actually discussed that like a while ago during the summer, I would say.
Yeah, we did a short.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did.
When he threw it out there the first time.
Yeah, that he was
part of the second time.
Like months later on that he actually bought it. But like the overarching theme that I read through all these articles is just that like social media is super hard and people don't really understand that.
Hard from a...
Like a technical standpoint.
Yeah. So from his standpoint.
Yeah.
From
it's like
trying
it's
to run
really,
a social
really
media
hard.
Company.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For him to think like, oh, he did PayPal, he did Tesla. It's like social media is a different beast.
Yeah.
All in itself. Like... There are so many things that he didn't even think about, like when he made the $8 a month Twitter Blue, whatever thing
okay,
you can just be verified.
If we're going to go into that,
favorite feature.
Is that his fault or should he have bought the company and then heard what everyone said and then pitched the idea internally?
Well, he was the one that wanted the $8 a month, I thought.
Which is why it happened. And then
but it
got turned off immediately because everyone was paying.
Because the internet is a troll.
Because, because
the
like,
entire
A's were losing money because people were making troll accounts with a check mark saying, I forgot what it was. Some pharmaceutical company. They were like, insulin is now free.
They tanked the stock.
And their stock price dropped. But and everyone,
shouldn't someone have spoken up and said like, hey man, we toyed with this idea. It's
I
not
feel
gonna
like
work.
People.
Well, they shouldn't have just released it like that.
If the guy who just walked in and people are leaving and getting fired left and right, you're going to disagree with his first big idea? Probably not.
The guy who walks in with a kitchen sink, you're going to question that?
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. He but meant that business.
Sink I would man. Question that. Like, bro, why do you have a kitchen sink?
Yeah. I mean, if anything, this whole Twitter ordeal has made me go from loving Elon Musk to hating Elon Musk.
My opinion definitely has changed. I didn't love Elon Musk before, but I know like you've expressed that you didn't like him. And yeah. I didn't really have an opinion.
Yeah.
But I think the way he's kind of treating everybody at Twitter is kind of bogus.
Yeah, it's kind of garbage walk in and just let go half the company.
But here's the thing that I've also read, that some people are like, this is what happens in corporate America all the time. You just are hearing about it because it's Twitter.
I'm not like, usually what happens is like,
but in tech companies?
It happened at Compass, right? Half the org got let go when the new VP came in and then he brought on his own people.
Did half get let go?
I didn't realize. This is before you started,
oh,
I think.
Okay.
Mm. One thing, though, and I guess once you reach a certain level in terms of running companies, it kind of all blends. But I assume that person who came in had experience maybe within that industry. Whereas Elon has no background.
I just don't want to say too much about it because Yeah, but it was like a higher up at Amazon that came in, and then they bring in their own Amazon people, so... It happens at almost every company.
Yeah, that's like the common
typical
pattern.
Thing. Yeah. And then, but you hear about it because Elon's Elon and he's not going to just walk in silently.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think one of the more ridiculous things, though, about the whole Twitter thing is because like Twitter's tech is known to be very good and he's just coming in and firing top engineers without like real cause.
Yeah. And he's saying like, you don't know. I saw somewhere, I was reading his tweets yesterday. And he was pretty much just saying, oh, you don't know what happens behind the scenes here. It's garbage. But,
yeah, I mean, that's true, though. It's easy to say stuff from the outside and just be like, oh,
but like me as a tech person, I'm just thinking completely about their technology, not about their business sense. So like, who knows? Yeah. Maybe their business model is just awful.
Mm-hmm.
And then their tech is just amazing. I mean, similar like Netflix, their tech is amazing.
Everything I've seen or read online has been related to engineering.
Yeah.
It's like, he's got to reduce costs, so he's going to turn off a bunch of services, and it breaks people logging in, or it breaks copyright, whatever, the copyright system. So now people are posting full-length movies. But it's like, he's not addressing the business side. He's directly, like, firing.
But to the business side, he's trying to find a way to, like, monetize. So maybe bringing in the $8 a month thing.
That's true.
Right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, that was, I think that was the whole idea was, hey, we need to start making some money.
Yeah.
And then try to get rid of, you know, impersonations and all that stuff.
Clean up the bots.
But
yeah,
he ended up getting more bots because people are going to just pay for it. They don't care.
Was it more bots or was it just people actively trying to mess with him?
Yeah. Some copy pasta action. But
if anything, he got more user interaction because people just
wanted
to.
And then that's what he was like, oh, we're getting the most active users ever.
Yeah.
So, but that's most of the people trying to like break Twitter at the moment.
And impersonate.
And it hasn't fallen over. So that's pretty good.
Pretty good tech, right?
Yeah.
See?
Very true.
But I did see that he did post something saying like it's been the lowest hate impressions so far.
Is this another deepfake?
I don't know. Okay. But a lot of the comments were just like anyone can make a graph. And I thought that was hilarious. Hmm. But like,
did he just like post a picture of a napkin that he drew on? And
it was just a graph that you could probably see. It was made out of like Google Docs or something.
I feel like I should be the Reddit person.
Yeah.
For the, like, I need a Reddit sticker or something, or like Reddit needs to endorse me because I'm always going to bring it up.
Shout out Reddit.
They said something. There was a post mentioning like, oh, can you trust what he says? And it was like Toyota's value, like all these different car companies. And then it was Tesla, and Tesla was like 10 times Toyota. And I remember seeing that and I was like, that doesn't add up.
Yeah.
So like, is he bullshitting? Probably.
No, like, so what I saw on social media is that Elon is really, really good at being a hype man. But what people don't realize is like so many empty promises there of, oh, hey, right. Self-driving is going to come out this year. It's been like 6 years of him promising self-driving and Teslas. And what I think now is just coming into beta.
Yeah.
Like what's taking so long? Every year he says it, but people forget about it. Like, oh yeah, it's self-driving. And then Tesla stock goes up.
Yeah.
For real this time.
Granted, yeah, there are idiots that get drunk and let the car drive itself.
Maybe that's how you know he's a real engineer. He's got his estimates way off.
There you go.
But yeah, I feel like, yes, he's a good hype man until his history catches up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then people, once people start calling him out on things like, yeah, if the world was the way you said, we'd have self-driving cars on Mars and we'd be going to infinity and beyond.
Yeah.
Well, he's like, a hype man because he has a following for being very weird, right? For being
Let's not forget about Dogecoin.
That's what I'm saying.
Right? Who wants to talk about that?
I don't want to talk about Dogecoin.
Somebody's butthurt over that one.
But Doge was dead. Like, you know, it's been pretty dead. Every crypto's been not like dead is not the right word, but you know, down. And Doge was back, has been under 10 cents forever. And then last month, he just like tweets once and it shoots up to like 16 cents again.
Yeah.
Which is like really insane.
And like,
so he has like a devoted following of people who have no idea exactly what he does other than the Tesla guy or like he makes rocket chips, whatever. And they just see him as an entertainer, not as like a businessman.
And a lot of times he's always tweeting like, I'm going to fix Twitter. I think you said that multiple times, but in a way he's just exposing social media right now. Like I've always thought that, like, especially when Dogecoin was a big thing, he's like just messing around at this point of being like, I can tweet anything and just say Doge at the end, hashtag Doge, and watch it just blow up.
Yeah.
Just so it's almost like a little social experiment for him.
Yeah. He can, a dog emoji and a rocket chip and Doge is going to
go up. Done. Yeah. And that's like the downfall of social media. And that's why it's so hard. It's like, how do you know what's true? What's verified?
I was just about to say, if it wasn't Elon, if it was Kanye or Trump or any other celebrity buying Twitter, you wouldn't believe them, but we believe everything Elon says because he owns Tesla and he owns SpaceX. But in reality, it's like you can't take anyone's word.
Yeah.
Because they haven't been in the space. They're jumping in and it's like he's trying to completely change how Twitter, primarily a tech company, is run. And I don't know. In my opinion, it's like he's got to learn.
It's just something
different culture.
Like I heard this on some TikTok that anytime you're public and you post on social media, you have to remember that you are the news, no matter what you're doing. Even if you're verified or not, like someone is listening
someone
to
will
what
believe
you're
saying.
You. Yeah,
and
exactly.
In 5 years, someone can pull up what you're saying.
Yeah, and that's like the crazy part.
That happened to Jerry Jones yesterday, right?
Yeah.
They pulled up a clip from like 1957 and he was had to explain himself.
So there has to be an expiration to a certain point.
He's like, this happened 65 years ago.
It was different. I mean, yeah, you could look at Looney Tunes and be like, yeah, they were pretty racist back then. But
look at anything, and it's like,
I mean, I'm glad
every comedian
didn't have a Twitter in like college or high school, right? Like, I'm glad we like social media started becoming a thing at the end of high school for us.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. And college, it was really just Facebook, like MySpace, and then Facebook.
Yeah.
Instagram really wasn't a thing. Twitter wasn't a thing.
Snapchat was just getting big when we were in college.
Like, I mean, even on Facebook, I don't. So actually, interesting enough, because of social media, I've seen so many people with like tweets and stuff brought up from the past that I actually went into my Facebook and I like looked at old posts and used a lot of keywords that I would hope that I never had made public. Just to make sure, like, I never posted anything ridiculous that someone else could bring up. And luckily, I didn't. But some people don't think about that, right? They don't think about a tweet that they made when they were, like, 16, you know, 8 years ago or something like that. And then it really can mess with them.
Yeah, like I was saying before, like every comedian was getting going through that whole cancel culture thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like what, over the pandemic or even just a year ago?
Kevin Hart hosting whatever award show.
Oh yeah.
I just watched Fluffy. Forgot his name. What's his actual name?
Gabriel Iglesias.
Yeah. He did a Netflix special and he was like, this was supposed to come out a year ago, but because of cancel culture, I couldn't release it. And how when Kevin Hart got taken off, what was it, the Emmys or?
I don't remember.
One of those.
Say the Oscars, whatever.
Yeah.
Oscars, they actually asked him to do it and he was like, no, I'm not going to get canceled. It was something like that. But yeah, a lot of comedians were afraid to come out. That's why I haven't seen a lot of stand-ups lately. It's because they're all they were afraid at a certain point of being like, yeah, I'm not going to get canceled, because they're like the big ones at least.
Well, it's funny because Dave Chappelle like doesn't care.
Yeah,
he's like, try to cancel me, please.
Exactly. He's dude. Like, some of his stuff is just like, you actually said that today. Like,
yeah.
Wow.
He's got a
which
certain
makes it
immunity.
Even funnier,
he was, like,
though.
Yeah, he was like grandfathered in.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah, but like
you can
you
say
know,
whatever.
He's one
you're
of those
good.
Guys that's like, yeah, try to cancel me.
Pass.
I'm going to say the stuff,
I mean,
because it's funny.
He's one of those guys who, if you go back to his prime, he probably doesn't even become famous because people wouldn't put up.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's a big part in social media.
But the biggest thing about comedy is just they want awareness. They're trying to spread awareness, right? And like that's all they're trying to do. And similar to like social media, everyone's just trying to bring awareness to things, but it's their opinion and then people believe it, whether it's right or wrong.
So I don't want to jump down the rabbit hole, but I know like it from that goes right into like misinformation and how easily misinformation can spread.
Yeah.
But it goes, I mean, like, I know, like, Zuckerberg has talked about it on Facebook.
Oh, boy.
How they have, you know, they look for ways to determine political posts and stuff, whether it's, like, factual or not, and then they'll take it down. But there's always going to be factual things that get taken down by accident, and then there's going to be things that aren't factual that get, you know, left up there. And it's, I'm sure, extremely difficult to police that, like, outside
of
automated
systems.
Oh, yeah,
that's, like, people's jobs,
yeah,
is just to moderate pretty much. And but that was why Twitter did the whole so like one of the things I did see in this whole Twitter research is like some people are advocating for people to use some kind of ID to verify you're an actual human, you're not just like and then that would tie you to just a single account so you couldn't reuse the ID
at other platforms.
Across all platforms.
Oh,
that's nice.
But that
Twitter,
also stops the bots, right?
Exactly. So that would stop bots. That would stop these like meme accounts and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And but searching into Twitter settings, you can actually just upload an ID for it for you to verify. So it's not like unheard of. It's just unheard of to us. Like at least for me, I'm not like that savvy.
Yeah, I mean, most people aren't going to do that either. I think.
Yeah.
I mean, can't.
I would be willing to bet more than 80% of Twitter users don't want people to know who they are.
Yeah.
I mean, even for Airbnb, like Airbnb is one of those places where it's like, if you're trying to rent, now you have to upload.
Oh, yeah, if you put in your ID, you have a higher chance of like being accepted.
Yeah.
Like that.
But like even that, I feel sketchy about like, where am I uploading my ID to? What are you doing with this?
I saw the funniest meme where it was, or not me, it was like a comedian that was just talking about how she was like, you know, all these kids nowadays, all they care about is security and like what they're going to do. Like, what do you mean? I got to show my ID. I'm not going to show my ID. I don't know what you're going to do. With, just like you said.
Yeah.
But she's like, you realize there was a thing called a phone book and everyone had a phone book. I can see your address.
The information
I can
had.
See your phone. But it was just so funny. Thing like, I'm not going to give my address. What are you going to do with that?
Yeah. They used to mail out a book to everybody
exactly.
with your
everyone
phone number.
Everyone had it. Yeah.
But in... I don't know why Twitter didn't try to enforce like a phone number policy.
Dude, you know you can get around that.
But
come
at
on.
Least it's one extra step.
There's always an extra step.
And like
There's,
you have to verify or you have to, you know, re-verify after a certain period. Something else to like combat bots. Not
so here's a question. Because we kind of started talking about it before and it popped up for me. When you say bot, are you meaning like an actual bot account or is it somebody's troll account? Like, you know, somebody's got five different accounts with different names and they're just...
I'd argue a large population on Twitter are bots mentally.
That's true. I meant like, yeah, computer bots, but
just like auto commenting on stuff like, and things.
If
like
you're
that.
Gonna say something, show your face at least when you say it.
You're never gonna get that to work on the internet.
Yeah, no chance. Then fuck off.
What are you gonna like? Have you guys heard of a? Oh man, I can't remember the app now. But there's shit. Jamie, pull it up. There's some social media app where like you at a certain. Oh, yeah, I think it's called Be Real.
Be Real. You gotta take a picture.
You gotta take a picture. So every time you tweet, it just takes like a front picture of your face.
Yeah,
front and forward.
Oh, we used to do that for security purposes, where it was like if you wanted elevated permissions, send us a selfie immediately.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's not you.
But I think that would
be real.
That would
right on
go a long way.
Yeah.
I think we're gonna change my name to Jamie. And is this what you guys are talking about? Is this Be Real?
Yeah, this is Be Real.
Your friend.
I'm going to call you Jaime. Day,
different time. Everyone is notified simultaneously to capture and share a photo in 2 minutes.
Yeah, oh, wow. So you don't have time to like prepare. Jeez,
and you got
to
just do it. It's front and taking a shit. So like sweating beads, sweat beads coming like, down your thing. Like, I got to take a picture.
No, but this is cool. A new and unique way to discover who your friends really are in their daily life or like what they're doing in that exact moment.
And a Be Real like, notification pops up. You're like, fuck.
Put something else on. Stop airplane.
So you got 2 minutes to go to the other room.
I just see George like,
it's like half with your
flip
pants
around
on.
The toilet, face the other way.
But who's in control of the timer? Is the app in control?
Yeah, the app.
Just randomly.
There's a bot, probably. That.
I went to lunch.
I was going to say, can you request like a picture, like, dick pic now? It's okay, 2 minutes.
I went to lunch with my team like a couple of weeks ago, and like in the middle of lunch, someone was like, oh, I need to take a picture for Be Real. So like he stood by the water and he took a picture real quick and then came back. Like, yeah.
Did you guys see our buddy who owns a bar? His account, like his personal Instagram account got hacked.
Oh,
so he
really?
Made a post on Facebook like, I don't know how to get it back. Anyone have advice? Like, please don't like answer messages or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw a bunch of comments and I'm like, oh, these people are being nice and supportive. After the second comment, I realized they were all bots because they were like, oh, you can contact this Instagram handle to help you. He's like an elite hacker who will help you counter hack your account and blah, 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 hack your account back. And there was like 10 or 12 posts within a couple minutes. Yeah. He pulled it up. Thank you.
Oh, wow.
And it's all different. Like, contact this guy. Contact this guy. Go to this
dark
Instagram
tech
page.
Support.
Dark tech support. Yeah, that's who I'm going to contact.
Oh, and I love, look, it says legit on across his photos. Yeah, well, nothing can go wrong there, right? So
verified hacking.
It's just funny because it was bots. Just like, and same thing, Twitter and Instagram. You post anything with a hashtag, you'll get a bunch of message this or post the pick here or whatever.
Yeah,
just like instantly.
But I think if this does happen, you have to contact whoever, like Instagram support.
Yeah.
And then you have to send them your ID and all that stuff to get your account back.
Yeah.
And like pictures of the people on your account to prove that it's you and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, there's a big like process behind it to recover an account.
Yeah.
I think we should all try Be Real.
Okay.
You want to do it?
Yeah.
If they want to sponsor the podcast, I'm cool. I'm down.
Shout out,
Be Real. Just be yourself.
Feel like, oh, this is your notification. You see that picture?
2 minutes, 2 minutes left to capture a Be Real and see what your friends
are up
to.
2 minutes to take a picture.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, got it. Okay.
Yeah, you're just like in the middle of
snowboarding
right now.
Also, the guy in front of him is midair, so that means he's about to go off a jump.
Yeah, exactly.
Get the fuck
take a picture mid jump.
What a non-real Be Real
example. I think
this
is a cool idea, though.
It is, yeah.
No, it's definitely unique. It takes like that Snapchat approach with, you know.
Yeah, but it's not, like it's
stories.
Less, like there's no time to be fake. It's like, this is what I'm doing right now.
Two minutes is plenty of time.
It's
to
also
spruce yourself up.
Gonna be a lot of bathroom pictures.
What happens
like, come on.
What happens if you're in the middle
but
of a meeting?
But I want to know, and I wish that the viewers could see this, but on this picture from the app store, this girl has her phone up on Be Real, and one of her apps is called Not Hot Dog. What is Not Hot Dog?
Didn't we talk
George,
about that?
Take this one.
Didn't
George,
we talk about that like one of the first episodes?
Hot Dog or Not Hot Dog?
So one of the hardest things in tech is actually determining if it's a dick pic or not.
Yeah, so like you can upload a picture to Instagram, right?
So the joke is actually, is it a hot dog or a dick? So is it a hot dog or not?
Oh, nice.
It's market research.
Is that real? It's a real app?
It should be published by like Big Head Productions or something.
Yeah, I don't think it's a real app, but it's like, it's definitely like a real.
Yeah, but if it's on the screenshot, it has to be real, right? That's how that works.
Yeah, yeah.
It has to be.
They're not gonna fake it and be real, man. Just be That's real.
True. Yeah, come on.
That looks like a normal person's home screen.
No other apps besides Be Real and a generic
default background.
Yeah.
You get that many dick pics, not hot dogs on the main page.
Well, you know where the priorities lie.
Yeah. But to bring it back with Twitter and Elon. Elon's firing a ton of people. And with that, there's been a lot of also layoff news in general in tech.
All the big companies.
So yeah, Jamie, if you want to scroll down a bit. Jamie's our new intern.
Pronounced Jaime.
Sorry, Jaime. Yeah, if we can scroll down a bit more, we can also link it in the show notes.
Google stopped hiring. Apple stopped hiring. Yeah. Facebook laid people off.
Amazon laid people off. Facebook.
I think the latest.
Twitter's laying people off.
The latest thing I heard was HP laying people off.
Certain small startups that some of us may work for so also like laid
the
off
latest,
people.
The latest news is November 22nd. HP laid off up to 6,000 of their staff. I think it's interesting because you never hear if they're like engineers, if they're you know, product, if they're just business people, sales, whatever, recruiting. Marketing. Yeah, recruiting. A lot of times the very first hit is always recruiting if they're going to stop laying off or doing layoffs.
Yeah. But like recruiting is also smaller usually, I think.
Yeah, that's true. But yeah, like everyone said, Twitter was one of the big ones, HP, Amazon, all the big companies are doing it.
Oh, wow. Cisco. 4,100.
So I'd be interested to see, even though tech is 10 times bigger than it was in 2008, comparing some of the, you know, the big tech companies then right before the recession.
Yeah.
If, you know, a similar trend was happening, because I assume, you know. These are some of the smartest companies in the world.
Oh, shit. Meta was 11,000.
Yeah. But like, they're laying off people. Stop. Everyone's laying off people for the same reason. And that's the inevitable.
F5.
But it's just interesting because we built this podcast out of teaching people, right, more about tech.
We led them astray.
Yeah. And then now everyone's doing layoffs.
Way to go, man.
Us well, or totally our government.
Clearly, we stopped posting and look, layoffs. Right.
Yeah.
Just
the tech world didn't know where to go. Yeah.
Like they were just so lost.
Amazon was like, "We're out."
Elon was like, "They stopped recording. I don't know what to do."
There were no points, no stories whatsoever.
What was the number for Twitter? There, scroll down a little bit.
That was
3750. Yeah, that was weeks ago.
Free Elon.
But it's like for us three at least, Joe and George. Like we're in the tech. Bubble. We were in the tech bubble, the big rise of it, right? Of like, you know, at least at Compass, there was a big hyper growth. I don't know about SeatGeek if they did a big hyper growth phase.
Not too crazy.
But I just remember when I was interviewing at Compass, it felt like every company that I interviewed with was like, yeah, we're a unicorn company. I don't know if Jamie or Greg, if you guys know
what
like a unicorn company, what it means.
No, I just assume that it means it's like a very unique company.
But. Yeah, and it's really, it means that they got like a billion dollar valuation.
Got it.
But at that time, it felt like every tech startup I interviewed with was a billion dollar company.
Yeah.
So yeah, it has it here.
Oh, wow, from PitchBook.
PitchBook. Shout out, Steve. Joe, you want to read this one? You can read better than I can.
Yeah,
I
sure.
went to summer school.
In venture capital, a unicorn company is a privately held startup company that is valued at more than $1 billion. It's a term that's become common in the investing community, but where did it come from and why are these companies called unicorns? Okay, I'm not going to read this whole thing. But yeah, that's the idea.
We'll go around the room.
I think it also.
I dreaded those days. I'm like, I'd count how many people. I'm like, all right, let me just.
Those memes have been going around.
You start practicing your section ahead of time, and then the kid in front of you reads too much, and you're like, motherfucker, I gotta read the next part.
Yeah,
I didn't practice that section. Wow, sophomore English class. Yeah. Hello.
Anyway, enough about our trauma.
But yeah, like it's just so interesting because like there was so much hypergrowth, and at least when I started at Compass, it was almost like, why do we need all these people for this one specific sector of, you know, engineering? And it was just like, oh, okay. At a time, I was like, oh, okay, it makes sense. Like I get to kind of just work on like cool crap that's not like that critical to the business. Mm-hmm. But then now you're seeing all these companies doing layoffs. So if some of these people were engineers that were getting laid off, it's like, no wonder, because these big companies are like, well, we don't want to pay, I don't know, Circle CI to do our deployment. We're going to build our own thing.
Didn't we also talk about on one previous episode about how like the big companies just hire everyone just to have so that other companies can't get them? So it's like, you stockpile engineers.
That's kind of bogus
so
to me, but.
And
well, how can a company just keep hiring? It's like, what are you guys working on?
Because then you have to offer them, you know, $300,000
competitive salary. Yeah.
Plus benefits. I feel like people forget about that.
Yeah, that's a huge part of it. Plus, you know, now it's like 3 month, 4 month paternity leave. Mm-hmm. And you're just paying somebody to not work for a third of the year.
Can we talk about Elon reviewing code?
So that was the person I was talking about the other day. What I think her name is Laura Culver or something like that. But she's like very well known in the engineering world, and she like just has like the picture of herself.
Yeah.
Leia Culver. But she's like, yeah, I printed out my code for review.
Yeah.
Twitter UI? I don't know.
Looks like Objective-C to me.
Yeah, I mean, obviously she's trolling because she has a lot of trolley posts, but it's just funny.
Pretty funny.
Yeah. So what other topics did you want to cover?
Yeah, just how... So there was that one article, Jamie, if you want to bring it up. It was the first one I sent you. So the interesting part about this was that she actually was some high level... she was, I'll put it in the link, in the show notes, but she used to be a high level at Compass, and I thought it was just interesting that I recognized the name, and I was like, oh crap. So I opened the article, and
that's how they get
pretty
you.
Much what she talks about here is, obviously the headline is scary, or the title of it is scary, which is 2023 will be a graveyard for startups, especially for me when I'm at a pre-seed startup. So it's like, well, typically startups fail at the pre-seed stage and not get their Series A. So I wanted to read it. And a lot of it is just talking about how tech is over-evaluated. Every company starting out is like, I want to be a tech company. And they're so focused on having like that software tech engineering aspect to it that a majority of those companies will fail. So luckily for my company, it's not based around the tech. It's more so about the product itself. And she says like, the startups that will succeed are going to be the ones that are focused more on like the product and actually engaging with their customers, not just like technology and like, hey, this is the type of tech that we have. We have AI and we're on the blockchain and just using buzzwords like crazy. You look like you're about to say something.
Yeah, I'm just trying to read the article as he's like scrolling through it. I was wondering why. Like they were talking about Israeli companies a lot.
Scroll up
a bit.
Oh,
I guess she's an Israeli.
She's the one that wrote the book.
Yeah. So it says you worked at Compass, which is an Israeli background. How do you feel about this period? Compass has changed the residential real estate market in the United States. In 10 years, they have become the largest real estate broker and have invested in technology more than any other broker in order to help the agents be more productive, which is very true. Behind the scenes, you know, George and I both worked there. They were really trying to become a tech company, be labeled as a tech company because majority.
I feel like that's how a lot of companies are like, instead of focusing, like you were just saying, instead of focusing on their product, they want to be considered a tech company.
Yeah. So they want to build products that like, we're not trying to get rid of real estate agents. We're trying to empower them. That's always the big thing is empowering them through tech.
Nice buzzword.
Mm-hmm.
Empower.
Exactly.
Like, yeah, that happened at Compass where they were trying to become this like tech engineering company, but then they just kept hiring a ton of engineers thinking, okay, more engineers, we're just going to
equal more
build
better.
Out a ton of stuff with AI and machine learning and all this other random fucking buzzwords. But then now when they're doing layoffs, they're laying off all the people they just hired when we were there, like when I started, which is just a crazy thought. It's like, why, like when I'm talking to the co-founders about building out like the engineering department, it's like, I want to have a max 10 engineers and that's it. For right now, for like the near future of like Series A, Series B. It's like, do we need more?
Yeah, well, you don't want to just hire a bunch of people that are just going to be sitting around.
Yeah. And, but if you look like bored. 3-4 years ago, a company were to get their Series A and they're just thinking, we got to hire as many engineers as possible.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it also depends on the roadmap and what you want to.
Yeah, it's just like a crazy thought of like, yeah, just tech in itself is just like the housing market, the stock market. Everything is leveling out now.
It's the correction.
It's taken so long.
So there is a decline starting.
Yeah.
Where companies are going to be realistically valued.
Realistically valued. Engineers will be realistically valued again. It's not just like, go to a boot camp, you can now work for us and whatnot.
Wow, which you're just walking back
for us,
all of
but,
our episodes here.
Yeah. You know, it's like, if we're going to go out on our last episode for the Story Points podcast, what? Might as well go out with a bang, right?
Bang?
Bang energy drink.
I have a question, though.
New sponsor.
Real quick, to try to end on a positive note.
Yeah, yeah.
When we wrap up. So for our young listeners who are maybe graduating the next year and their dream was to graduate and work for a big company who has now announced like a hiring freeze, what would your advice be? And this doesn't necessarily have to be with tech. It's just
as someone who was talking to someone from a big tech company who had a hiring freeze, just give it some time and they'll open up again.
Yeah.
It might be more difficult. It might be more challenging, but things will, I think you said, things will level out. And
that was actually one thing I read was that Google, I think they're starting to be a lot more strict on their performance reviews. So
like
that's something
if the bar to interview is this high and then you get the job and you're performing this amount of work, like, that should kind of level out.
Yeah.
Like either hire worse people or
I think
it'll
raise
the bar.
From what I can, what I think will happen is it'll be harder to get into like Google, Amazon.
Crap.
Meaning like you can't just study LeetCode, George, and just get through it.
I'll report back. Let's see.
But yeah, I think it's do what we did. Start out at a smaller startup.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say is like, you know, just because the big companies aren't hiring doesn't mean that no company is out there. So get yourself a job that you feel like you can learn in, and then you'll be ready once things start taking off.
And
you'll
appreciate the grind of being in a smaller startup.
Capsule is hiring.
So I mean, you just say you were interviewing?
Capsule is hiring. Hit me up.
Well, Joe kind of touched on it.
Front end engineer, back end engineer.
At Capsule.
Pretty soon.
On my team. You could work with me.
Maybe.
Not with your track record.
I'm about to hit 2 years.
Wow.
Nice.
It's a record.
Honestly, if anyone listened to this podcast, it would be a dream to work with you, George.
That's their fault.
They don't know any better.
Dream bigger.
As long as you
listen
like
to a better
Marvel
podcast.
So yeah, with that being said, you guys want to close it out?
Yes. How are we closing it out?
Well, everyone, thank you for listening to Story Points Podcast. I'm Roger. This is Joe.
I'm Greg.
How come you say Joe's name and you can't say
he's nice to me?
Hello, George.
There you go.
So
thanks,
excited.
Thanks, man.
Thank you, everyone, for listening. Please like, comment, subscribe. It really helps us out and actually shows us that we should keep recording. And thanks.
Woo-hoo-hoo.
Greg does have energy. George,
where? Let's go.
Let's go. Just because your voice is
higher. Let's go.
Higher voice. Excited. Oh, okay. Fair enough.